He's on the line now. Good morning, Josh.
Morning, gentlemen.
How are you, Gibbo?
I'm well. You've just answered a lot of questions. Know why Laurie's never invited me over for a beer now.
And never likely to either, Josh.
You stay away, Gibbo. Stay away.
Oh, the wife's overseas. You can come over, Gibbo.
How are you, mate?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Yeah, going very well, mate. Obviously, here in Sydney, it's all about the Swans and GWS.
Yeah.
What did you make of that game, and in particular, GWS's performance to smash Sydney last weekend?
Yeah, it was a really, really impressive performance by GWS. Look, they had a few guys coming in. There's a lot of talk. Are they going to bring in too many guys that haven't played? Well, we ended up getting the balance right because those boys they brought in were... played huge roles. You just thought, obviously, there's been a lot of talk about Toby Green's marking methods down forward, but he was phenomenal, as were De Boer and Williams. So, look, it was very impressive by them. On the other side, Swans just couldn't get their ball movement going. Didn't give Bud and their other forwards a chance. And to kick 30 points in a final, a disappointing way to end the year for them.
I'm not a big rap on the karate kick, Josh, but I know some players think it's fair game. I think they're going to change the rules during the off-season, by the way, which means it's probably not fair game. But under the current rules, it probably is. So what's your thoughts?
Well, Toby Green is a very, very smart footballer. I've played on him. He knows how to push the boundaries. And look, he's just found another way to do it. And
yeah.
Right now what he's doing is legal, so you can't complain. If I was a defender and I was confident, I would have been abusing the umpire. But
yeah.
Look, he's manipulated the system.
And he'll probably change his way this weekend. Josh Kelly, he's out for the GWS Giants. How big a blow is that, Gibbo?
Yeah, look, he's a big, huge out. You know, they were really excited. You know, they get Williams back. They got Williams and Kelly, two great ball movers. They had Lockie Whitfield to move up to the wing. But now losing Kelly is huge. You know, his decision-making with the football is phenomenal, both sides of the body. But I guess the pleasing thing for them is they need to look at and say, well, he went down the first quarter and we still got the job done without him.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a tough game, though, when they take on Collingwood. Can GWS continue on this run or will Collingwood be too good for them, do you think?
Look, Collingwood at the MCG is a tough ask. The Pies play that game, that ground, sorry, really well. They're a high disposal team. I think they rank about number one in the comp now for total disposal. So they use the width as well, which is different for GWS. Their last game there against Melbourne when they travelled last time wasn't flash. So, look, I think Collingwood will be too strong here. They were pretty impressive against West Coast over there, and they had came in that hadn't played a lot of footy. You look at Goldsack, he obviously did the knee in the preseason, hadn't played since, well then, hasn't played all year. So he'll be better for the run. And yeah, I think the Pies are just going to be too strong at home.
Yeah. And what about Hawthorn, your former club, mate? They take on, what could be this year's fairy tale team, Melbourne Demons?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me about this one. yeah, look, this is it's a huge game tonight. The D's play a great brand of footy, a brand that I think can beat Richmond. They just needed the confidence to beat a top eight side, which they did in round 22, beating West Coast. And since then they've been phenomenal. Their pressure they put Geelong under last week. You know, you saw blokes like Dangerfield having 12 clangers, which is the most in a final and unheard of by him. So I really like their style. Hawthorn are going to hurt tonight, not having Ben Stratton down back, their general. For that reason, I think Melbourne might actually beat them.
Oh, dear. Tipping against
your
old club.
That'd be hard for you to do.
I just said they might actually beat them. I'm tipping them.
Good man. Hey, listen, before you go, the rule changes that look like coming into play next year. A 6-6-6 set up from all centre clearances, 18-metre goal square, and runners aren't allowed on the field until after goals. Are you a fan of those rules?
Yeah. I need to see them. I saw some vision of they trialled that 18-metre goal square in the VFL. Definitely looked different. I don't know if that's going to be the answer. Maybe the 6-6-6 at the start isn't a bad way. It stops teams from flooding one end or vice versa. Maybe gives people want to go to the footy to see good 1v1 contest with the big forward. So maybe that gives them a better look. But these things are hard to predict until you see them in action for a while. So I'm going to be a fence sitter on the rule changes and see what happens during the preseason.
Josh, just one thing from me to finish up on for the Swannies. How big, we're going to hear this rebuilding phase for the Swannies. How big a rebuild do they need? Is that, not dominant Swans era, but super competitive Swans era? Is it over for a while?
No, I don't think it is. You know, I played at a football club where Clarko was probably the pioneer and the master of rebuilding without bottoming out. And,
yep.
You know, at the time, we lost players like Sam Mitchell, Jordan Lewis, and people like, what are they doing? And bringing a little bit of speed. And I reckon Sydney are probably going to do the same thing. You know, they said, we're keeping Luke Parker. He's a gun midfielder. You know, Hanbury's going to move on, and he's been a great servant for the club. But if that gets them the opportunity to get a high pick or get some leg speed in, then it will really help them. And I think that there's enough quality on that list that they can rebuild around it and not bottom out.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for giving us your insight into the AFL world this morning, Gibbo. Thanks for coming on, mate. And I'll get you around in a couple of weeks because Michelle's going away, mate.
No worries, mate. I just made sure to cleaning out my sock drawer, but I should be safe.
That's a good invitation. Thank you so much, Josh.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Gibbo.